The Crossing Choir and its audience regularly finds itself on cutting edges that many people don't know exist. But the latest gift to Donald Nally's modern music choir is a 36-year-old Latvian composer named Santa.
Talking to Santa Ratniese amid an afternoon rain makes sense. Lakes, rivers, oceans somehow enable her highly original compositional voice, one that has more or less seized the Philadelphia new music community. Indeed, she had a rock star's welcome when her music was performed at Crane Arts Center. Where did this music come from? How did it begin? The shy 36-year-old composer remembers the time, day, and piece that started it all, a work for solo cellist titled The Book by fellow Latvian Petras Vasks that she heard on television.
And I was just 12 and I heard it, and the cellist, she was playing, and suddenly she was singing too. So it was two-voiced melody which touched me so deeply.
Since that unusual starting point, Santa Ratniese has been writing for major choruses all over Europe, testing singers to their limits, often with simulated nature sounds.
And I used not only the sounds of birds and animals, I also used the sound of whale. Actually, it's so strange that so big animals, they have so tiny voices, like they would be a little birds.
She also employs obscure, near-dead languages and depicts exotic locales that she's only heard about.
I don't feel that anything is far or close, because I can imagine something which is very far, but in my heart it's very close, so there is no distance for me.
The big question is why so many original musical talents are suddenly coming out of the long-repressed Baltic republics.
Before, in the Soviet times, we couldn't travel. We had to explore something inside ourselves.
Those miserable decades of waiting for freedom no doubt created an inner desperation to communicate. Now, those barriers no longer exist. But the urge is still there, and it's fierce.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.